Part 5. Save Our Souls. Chapter 1. Mick. A man of disconsolate heart is led by trickery, intoxication, and self-deceit toward a watery grave. Have you ever had anyone call the police or security or your landlord on you for playing your music too loud? How can such a beautiful thing be pissed on so much? If you're at home playing a good album and some nosy-ass neighbor claims he can't hear his TV, why does your music have to suffer so he can watch his TV? I say, too bad for the neighbor. Music is censored as it is. You can't say shit or piss or fuck or cockadoodle dipshit on your records if you want them on the radio and in Walmart. It's not allowed. And if you want your video on TV, you can't wear certain clothes and you can't have images of guns or body bags. Is music that dangerous? More dangerous than the death, murder, suicide, and rape I see on TV and in the movies all the time? Yet write a little old love song about the same topics and no one will play it on the radio. And you can't crank it on your home stereo because then it's too fucking loud for your neighbors. It's pretty powerful stuff, that music. But I wouldn't have it any other way. People suck. Music doesn't. When I was home in Manhattan Beach with the thing, all I wanted to do was play my stereo or bang on my guitar. But I'd get shut down because of dumbass neighbors trying to watch murder and teenage sex on television. However, they never seemed to complain or interfere when the thing was bitching me out and beating the shit out of me. That was okay. Maybe they thought I deserved it for playing my music too loud. I was taught as a kid never to hit a lady, even if she hits you first. So when the thing had her tantrums, I never slugged her back. In fact, I moved in with her. I felt so old that I didn't think it would be possible for me to get another decent-looking woman. I've never really understood women anyway. On the Monsters of Rock tour in Sweden, one of the guys from AC/DC brought a girl back to the hotel bar. He was really drunk and puked all over her. A hotel security guard brought him up to his room, but he was back in 15 minutes pounding on the bar for more beer. After drinking enough to make himself sick again, he asked the girl to come up to his room with him. She was still stained with his puke, but she said yes anyway. How gross is that? That is worse than Ozzy snorting ants. What's wrong with these women? Vince and his wife Beth had moved into a house near The Thing and me in Manhattan Beach. The Thing was friends with Beth, and together, the two were the toughest broads you've ever seen. The Thing was the type that punched first and asked questions later, and Beth was more the nagging kind, very sensitive about cleanliness and paranoid about germs. I don't know how Vince got away with all the shit he did. He would go to the Tropicana, a strip club with a ring where women wrestled in baby oil, and he'd come home after 2 in the morning. When Beth would ask why he was covered with oil, Vince would just say, "Oh, I was at Benihana and the cook at the table got carried away." And that would be it. I never went to those places. No interest. What's the use of looking if you can't touch? After returning from the last Shout shows in England, Vince threw a party at his house to celebrate the start of our next album. A day or two into Vince's party, the Thing walked into our living room with her sleeves rolled up. I was sitting on the couch, fucked up as usual, and watching an episode of Nova about mathematical theories. I'd taken a couple of Quaaludes and was drinking Jack and Bellers. A Beller was something my friend Stick and I invented. It was a mix of Kahlua and brandy, named after the way old ladies at the bar would beller at us. The Thing knocked me upside the head and demanded to be taken to Vince and Beth's. I didn't really want to leave the couch, but I figured going was easier than staying home all day and fighting. So we went to Vince's place and ended up in a fight anyway. It was so pointless. There was no way to win with her, and I was miserable and sick of being abused. It just wasn't worth the trouble, especially since her friends had been telling me that she was fucking some jock behind my back. I think she thought that he had more money than I did. I was so aggravated that I walked out of Vince's house and onto the beach. My head kept ringing, "Do yourself in, do yourself in." I didn't really want to end it all. I'd been through worse. I just wanted peace and quiet. So I waded into the ocean with a beller in my hand. The waves were cold and kept smacking my clothes higher and higher until they knocked my drink out of my hand. Soon my hair was wet and sticking to the back of my neck. Then I blacked out.